This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. Alhamdulillah, this is dua number 17. Allahumma barik ya Rabb. And because we're getting close to Laylatul Qadr, we're getting close to those last 10 nights of Ramadan, I thought that I would give a little bit of a leeway to give you an opportunity to memorize it if you haven't already memorized it, and to learn of it if you haven't already acquired its knowledge. And today's dua is a very special dua. It's the dua that is preferred to us, prescribed to us, taught to us by the Prophet ﷺ as a healing and as a blessing for our homes and our families and for our souls in this life and in the next, to be made for us by us in Laylatul Qadr, in the night of divine decree. Now, this hadith is prescribed to the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, the beloved wife of the Prophet ﷺ, Umm al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anha wa ardaha Aisha bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anhuma wa alayhi abdala salah wa atamu taslim. Now, Aisha was the beloved of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She was his choicest and most nearest in affection and love. Peace and blessings be upon her. In the hadith of Amr ibn al-As, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tuhib, in the authentic hadith, he says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Aisha radiallahu anha, it's common knowledge. Peace and blessings be upon him. Now she says, ya Rasulallah, ara'ayta in alimt أَيُّ لَيْلَةٍ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ مَا أَقُولُ فِيهَا. O Messenger of Allah, if I was to come to certain knowledge that tonight is Laylatul Qadr, it is the night of the divine decree, it is the night where the Qur'an was first revealed. لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The night that is greater than 1,000 months, 83 years if you were to be literal. The night where the decree of Allah, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ, with every matter that is decided. سَلَامٌ هِيَ. It is a night where peace is sought, حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ, until the very last waking moment of the sun's rise. It's not just until, you know, Fajr is near, until مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. And Allah uses that word, that the break of dawn has begun. So even up until the last second, you are encouraged through the understanding of this ayah to continue with your devotion, to continue to make your dua. And Laylatul Qadr is an auspicious occasion that the Prophet ﷺ withheld by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala its knowledge as to which day it is in particular. We do know that it has particular signs. It's in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. It's on an odd night, but that doesn't help with all the moon fighting that's happening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us assistance. Allahumma ameen. Even fact, before all this controversy about the sighting, the ulama of the past, they always considered once you came through the half of the month of Ramadan, once you got through about night 16, 17, that your thought was always Laylatul Qadr, that every night became alive. أَحْيَى لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ أَحْلَى أَحْيَى الْعَشْرُ الْأَوَاخِرِ. From the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ was that he came to life in the final 10 days of the month of Ramadan. So she says, O Messenger of Allah, just say, I have seen its signs, I've come to know, I felt that peace, I'm aware in my heart somehow that Allah has inspired me. I've seen a dream for it, a ru'ya, which are all valid ways of measuring it for oneself. It's not something that you take from someone else and assume it's correct. So just say, I see a dream that there is khayr on this particular night that is coming. And I inform my wife and children, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm correct, but it's something they can action, but not miss out on the other night saying that dream had to be true. All right, pay attention to that. So the Prophet ﷺ says, well, look, if this feeling has come to you, he says, ﷺ, قولي, then say. And the word قولي, it means repeat and often. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's not a one-off, but it's a consistent pattern of behavior. Allahumma innaka afu. Say, Allahumma innaka afu. Say, O Allah, you are the one who pardons the most. You are the one who gives pardon. And I will explain the difference between ghafoor and afu shortly. Allahumma innaka afu. O Allah, you love to forgive by pardoning. Tuhibbul afu. You love to pardon. O Allah, you are the pardoner. And you love to pardon. Allahumma innaka afu. O Allah, you are the forgiving pardoner. And you love to forgive and to pardon. Tuhibbul afu. Fa'afu anni. So grant me forgiveness and pardon. Grant me freedom from my sin and my sinning. Now, you can translate the word afu in a number of ways. Afu, it means afa amma salaf, that it is forgiven what is in the past, pardoned what is in the past. I will consider it like it never happened. And that's the most correct image and shadow of the word, that it is Allah will deal with you as if you have not committed that crime. Not just forgive it, but the crime is still present. Its effect is still there. No, pardon is that the effect is removed and that your liability is also removed. And some of the ulama, they postulated and they said, well, what? Just say I've injured somebody else or I've harmed somebody else. How is it that I can be pardoned like I have never done that sin when somebody, I owe them, a favor, I've done something wrong towards them. And, Al-Imam Al-Ghazali in particular, he says, Allah will give that person such generosity, the one you wronged, Allah will give them such happiness, such fulfillment, such generosity in place of your error that they will forget the claim they have against you. Allahu Akbar. Because لا ظلم اليوم, your claim will still be there. But Allah's pardon of you will not just be a benefit to you, but will be a benefit to the souls and the people that you have wronged. And therefore this dua is a powerful healing therapy. Abdullah, make sure that this is a dua that you fulfill throughout the next 10, 11, 12, 13 nights. Don't take any risk. Make this a dua that is in your days and in the evenings. Make sure that this is a dua that is a part of your morning routine and evening routine. And I say the morning routine because you want your dua to be so plentiful that you don't forget it in other times. Allahumma innaka afu. Oh Allah, I recognize you alone are the one who is capable of pardoning without holding me ransom to my error. Nobody else will ever be able to pardon you in a way that it's forgotten. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon you, not forget. Allah la yansa, He will not forget. But He will overlook it with His compassion, with His afu upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the afu of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Al-Malik Al-Quddus Al-Salam Al-Mu'min Al-Muhaymin Al-Aziz Al-Jabbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us al-afu, the afu of al-afu. Allahumma innaka afu. You are the one who is only one capable of pardoning and not holding me accountable for what I have done in error. Tuhibbu al-afu. The only reason for that is because you love to show this clemency, this pardon, this forgiveness, this ability that you possess that nobody else possesses. Subhanaka wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody else has that power. سبحانك يا ربي تحب العفو فاعف عني. So oh Allah, grant me pardon. Notice this dua is not a communal dua. You can make the dua with other people saying فاعف عنا. But when the Prophet taught it to Aisha, he said فاعف عني. All of the narrations have it in the singular voice, meaning that this is something personal to you. You know your indiscretions. You know your mistakes. You know your fault, things that you have fallen off the path in. So therefore, take it seriously. Don't make this something where you're just in a jama'ah or praying witr and the imam says, fa'afu anna, and it's just a simple ameen. No, this needs to resonate from the bottom. It needs to be guttural from the bottom of your gut, from the depth of your soul, seeking the pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna ajma'in. Allahumma ameen. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. The dua of Umm al-Mu'mineen radiyallahu anha wa ardaha Aisha bint al-Siddiq alayhima alayhi wa alayha ridwanullah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. This was episode number 17. I'll hope you join me for future ones of Ramadan therapy. Wassalamu alaikum.